Chapter 11, Goodness. Man has two spiritual needs. One is for forgiveness, the other is for goodness. Billy Graham. While searching the internet for stories about goodness, I was reminded of the goodness of a senior officer to this young Air Force wife many years ago. My husband Dick was pretty new in the Air Force, and we were newlyweds. Dick had just become the co-pilot of an F-4 Phantom fighter jet, his dream job. The pilot, Colonel Rice, had come to the same training with my husband, but without his family. I invited him to dinner. Previously, Colonel Rice had been an aide to a very high-ranking general officer, and I was pretty intimidated. Cooking was a new experience for me, and I lacked confidence about entertaining. I found out he liked lemon meringue pie and hesitantly made one. I had never even attempted one before. When I served it, he asked if I had made it, and I nervously said I had. He complimented me and said, "My wife would have never had the balls to do that when she was your age." The pie wasn't all that great, but his goodness overwhelmed me. While Colonel Rice certainly did a good deed in affirming a young wife, his goodness is not what is described as the fruit of the Spirit. What is that goodness? Kelly Weiss Valdez says, "The Bible tells us that the word good actually means holy, pure, and righteousness. Literally, goodness is godliness." That puts a whole new connotation on the word. Not only are we to be kind to others, but we must also do what is morally right according to God's standards. That is a tall order. But just like the other fruit of the Spirit, it can only be done when we seek the power that is available through the Holy Spirit. We do this by studying God's playbook, the Bible, and by acting out of true goodness of the heart. Goodness is an action practiced over time. In a blog for Grand Canyon University, Lauren Abraham says, "When we act out of true goodness of the heart, we are obedient to God's commands and seek the benefit of others. Our actions come from a place of selflessness, and we place the needs of others before our own." The prophet Daniel continually showed God's goodness. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He was a political administrator working as a captive in Babylonia and in Persia at the end of his life. In all that he did, he had a spirit of excellence. As with many who exhibit excellence in all that they do, some resent this excellence. Knowing that Daniel would never give up his worship of God, those who resented him devised a plan to make Daniel choose between worshiping God or bowing down to the king. In spite of the threat of death, Daniel chose to remain faithful to God. Through all that he did, Daniel manifested God's goodness. This is not to say we are saved by our actions, but rather that we are saved so that we can do good works and show others the goodness of God. Another example of goodness comes from modern times. This was given to me by my friend Chris Van Meter when I asked on the Facebook group for this book for thoughts on goodness. She had read this on Facebook. I am just quoting the whole post. It was on the page of Jeff Pence, and it referred to Nelson Mandela. The post said, "After becoming president, I asked some of my bodyguard members to go for a walk. After the walk, we went for lunch at a restaurant. We sat in one of the most central ones, and each of us asked what we wanted. After a bit of waiting, the waiter who brought our menus appeared. At that time, I realized that at the table, right in front of ours, there was a single man waiting to be served. When he was served, I told one of my soldiers to go ask him the man to join us. The soldier went and transmitted my invitation. The man stood up, took his plate, and sat next to me. While eating, his hands were constantly shaking, and he didn't lift his head from the food. When we finished, he waved at me without even looking at me. I shook his hand and walked away. Soldier said to me, 'Mariba, that man must be very sick, as his hands wouldn't stop shaking while he was eating.' 'Not at all. The reason for his tremor is another,' I replied. They looked at me weird and said to them, 'That man was the guardian of the jail I was locked up in. Often, after the torture I was subjected to, I screamed, cried for water, and he came to humiliate me. He laughed at me, and instead of giving me water, he urinated on my head. He wasn't sick. He was scared and shook, maybe fearing that I, now that I am the president of South Africa, would send him to jail and do the same thing he did with me, torturing and humiliating him. But that's not me. That behavior is not part of my character, nor my ethics. Minds that seek revenge destroy states, while those that seek reconciliation build nations. Lastly, God's goodness is shown to us in his ultimate gift, his Son, Jesus Christ. God gave his only Son that we may be forgiven of our sins. In Jesus, we have been set free from sin and death from that sin. We have been given new life. The Apostle John, quoting Jesus, says, "The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." John 10:10-11. What could be a more perfect example of goodness?